Live. Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are back to wrap things up with John Mulaney and John Mulaney, Mary Ministries. Of course, you mentioned that in the book. You conclude in the book with Lord Jesus, fill me with charity, compassion, faith, gentleness, hope, humility, joy, kindness, light, love, mercy, modesty, patience, peace, purity, security, serenity, tranquility, trust, truth, understanding, and wisdom. And that is quite a mouthful indeed. I appreciate that prayer, and you mentioned John 10:10, having life more abundantly, and all I can say is it's a very, very interesting read, John.
Yeah, it's a good read.
God is
good. No matter what happens, God is good.
Absolutely.
And we will get through this, whatever comes down.
Yep. The ritual prayer has its important value here.
Everything's in the hand of the Father. He controls it all.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Well, so people can order the book, and I hope that you do get some orders. And I want to have you back again, all right, from time to time. So even if you spend just a little bit of time with us, that's fine, because if people have questions, we want to get to them. But I want people to start reading the book first and get more familiar with it. It's not very long, and
it's
not very expensive.
It's a quick read.
How much is the book, John?
It's $10 and it's shipping and handling.
So that's very inexpensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's intended
to be. All right, good. So people can, I think it's in the reach of most people, you know. So that's fine. Any closing thoughts in this segment that you want to leave us with, whether it's from the book or just your thoughts in general about the times in which we live?
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like the markets are melting down. I believe Antichrist, he's around, and I don't know how this is going to play out. What God's going to do about it? If he's going to let him have his runner? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Short term, we can all speculate and not know exactly what he's going to let happen. But I think we all know the long term plan, don't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, the American government, it's just evil. I mean, he's controlling it. He's been controlling it for like the last 20, 30 years, and him and his synagogue, Satan, and all those nations and everything else. And they've been having a free reign of it, and seems like nothing's stopping it.
No, and it must play out eventually, you know.
Yeah, I think something's going to happen.
Well, he will hasten its demise when he's ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, the witness that you're helping to perform, the prayers, the witnessing of the gospel all over the globe are precursors to the closing of the window in this age, I think.
Yeah, for sure. It's coming up fast.
Right, right. And
coming
I appreciate
fast.
You listen to, you're a supporter of RBN, so you know how our audience thinks and how we feel.
Yeah.
So that's great that you joined me tonight, John. Thank you.
Thank you,
Bless
Rick.
You very much, and
right.
We'll be in touch again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye,
John.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John Mulaney, good little book. Please try to buy it if you can, right from RBN, and you'll be helping to sponsor this show as well. And you don't have to agree with everything in it, obviously, but you certainly want to expose yourself to it. All right, we'll be back, and many things to talk about. Also, an interesting column on this very subject, and the mark of the beast comes up again. What exactly is it to different interpretations? We'll find out, and we'll talk about that when we come back with your calls and much more. Tomorrow night, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, Rick Adams, radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
All right, I am back. Yes, indeed. Now we have a lot of open time to discuss other matters that are of importance to us all, including the latest spate of bombings, alleged suicide bombings in Iraq. And, you know, here we go again with the casualty list climbing and things deteriorating very rapidly in Iraq, just as they were intended to deteriorate, my friends, by the master deceivers, the master planners of this conclave of Satanists that really and truly run Washington. As John said, hey, we are living in very evil times with very evil people ruling the world system. Satan is ruling the world system. Satan himself is allowed to have dominion on the earth. He is the one and his legions that are in rulership here. So remember, every time you hear George Bush speak, you're really listening to Satan. Yeah, that's unfortunately, that's the way I have to put it. Every time you hear Dick Cheney speak, you're really listening to the words of Satan. Every time you hear Rummy speak, he's come back to Congress to testify, you're listening to the words of Satan. What you're hearing is what Satan wants you to hear. Now, we hear that blasts that injured at least 200 targeted small Kurdish religious sect from the media meisters just today. Big, big news. The so-called suicide attacks, again, have caused major bloodshed in Iraq. A very extraordinary series of attacks, according to MSNBC, are among the worst of the war. 175 today is the number reported that have died as a result of these, quote, four suicide bombers that struck at communities in a small Kurdish sect in northwestern Iraq. And over 200 more wounded, according to the military and local officials. So the death toll was the highest, they say, in a concerted attack since November of 23, when 215 people were killed by mortar fire and five car bombs in Baghdad's Shiite Muslim enclave of Sadr City. So the bombings have come as extremists staged other bold attacks. A bridge, a key bridge, leveled outside of Baghdad, the abduction of five officials from an oil ministry compound in the capital in a raid using gunmen dressed as security officers. Nine U.S. soldiers also were reported killed, including five in a helicopter crash. This neocon administration is decimating our military. Decimating our troops, wreaking havoc on the United States and her young men and women in arms. George Bush sits back comfortably, laughing, smirking, giggling, along with Cheney and company, salivating at the thought that something might prompt them to bomb Iran now. Wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be propitious? Indeed. It would for them, wouldn't it? Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, says the scripture. They are practicing self-deception. When George Bush was governor of Texas and ran for president, long before he actually got into the race, he had his eyes set on the Mideast. He and Dick Cheney and others who were planning their ascendancy to the White House had already mapped out a strategy. Mapped out a strategy. You remember the Treasury Secretary O'Neill, who left the administration, and what he saw going on in the board meetings at the White House with these maps carving up Iraq long before Saddam Hussein supposedly became a threat to the world, which was pure nonsense. Just as it was nonsense in every single war the United States has ever been in the previous century. Roosevelt lied us into World War II. Wilson lied us into one. And now the lies continue, bigger and bolder than ever. So Chuck Baldwin, in his column, his weekly column today, asks the question, have Christians already accepted the mark of the beast? And I will get to that column in a few moments and see what you think. But let me take a call or two, 800-313-9443, Rick Adams, and Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike, you're next.
Rick, it's good to talk with you, and you were just mentioning about George Bush knowing what they're wanting to do before he came into office.
Yes, and no doubt about that. We have enough documented sources about that.
I have a little anecdotal story to confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually doing some advocacy work and lobbying in Texas while Mr. Bush was governor.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 99, before he had declared, I ran into him at one of the hotels in town where he was just moving around, and he confirmed with me that it was going to be a hard, tough slog, and that when he got to office, that I needed to be prepared and to support him for this tough endeavor that he was going to be taking us through. And this was before he even filed for office, and he was saying, when I get there. And, of course,
he was pretty confident, wasn't he? Huh?
He was pretty confident seeing what happened down in Florida,
mm-hmm.
you know, after the election. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hear different people saying that, oh, George is too dumb to know which door to walk through up there at the White House. And there may be some of that at play, but I can tell you, he's always been part of the inside game playing.
Oh, absolutely.
And
he's dumb like a fox, but he's very shrewd and very cunning and very crafty, which is certainly a mark of a Kenite.
Yes.
A demon.
And, you know, no one should second guess what you and I are talking about now, because it is so true, and I've actually seen it and heard it spoken from his lips.
Yeah. I believe that. I mean, we've had some of his biographers come out and admit that, you know, that following his career, you know, and the questions that existed about he and Daddy and when he was in the Texas Air National Guard, what he really did, and questions concerning him and his strategy of getting to the White House, making sure he got there one way or the other, and then launching his plans. They were already preconceived and premeditated, and he knew what he was doing, and that's why this whole adventure overseas has been a total lie right from the beginning.
It was not a mistake,
as he would say. I've made mistakes. No, mistakes were not made. This is a matter of treason. This is a matter of deliberate deception going into war to cost the lives of Americans. That's no mistake.
I think that's what I wanted to say is, the blood of our young Americans are really on his hands.
Sure.
And just the way this war was promulgated, I mean, Colin Powell, you know, talked about the overwhelming force strategy. And they mm-hmm. essentially had that in Gulf War I,
mm-hmm.
but didn't take it all the way to Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you see this war was really started to get us right to where we are now.
Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike, and you were there, and it's good to have your personal witness, your testimony.
Well, thanks for the call, Rick.
Thank you for calling me.
Enjoy the program.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. We'll have to take a break now, unfortunately. Didn't mean to cut you, but we got the break, the clock ticking, and we will take more calls when we come back, 800-313-9443. First, I'd like to read a little bit about what Chuck Baldwin says in his column, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Chuck Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, live.com. His archives, you can read them. And we'll talk about what Christians throughout church history have debated, the nuances of eschatology, and what is going to happen in the latter days. We will get into what he says, what he thinks, and we'll do that when we come back on the program. But just wanted to make mention that I still have not gotten a definitive word on those of you who wish to send money to purchase the book that we, of course, have talked about, Wrongly Blamed with Dr. K. And I hope to be able to get it for you this week. As I say, I'm waiting for a call back, and I will try to call tomorrow the offices of Dr. K and see if we can get a definitive answer on those of you who wish to mail order it, okay? So we'll do that, definitely. Without question, we will. All right, 800-313-9443. Is the number, and when I come back, I will give you the opportunity also to chime in with this column by Chuck Baldwin. We'll return in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, I'm back right now, and here we have the column, whether you agree with it or not, by Chuck Baldwin on... have Christians already accepted the mark of the beast? And he writes about the eschatology of the church and the scriptures and doctrinal, questions and so forth. Whether a Christian is premillennial or postmillennial, he says, whether he or she believes in the pre-tribulation rapture or not, is immaterial to our responsibilities. We Christians have a duty to be the salt and light of society until Jesus returns. Whenever that is, and frankly, the time of his return is his business, not ours. If we would concentrate on those matters that truly belong to us, we would be much more effective arguing and battling between Christians over the nuances of eschatology only serves to advance the cause of the enemy, he says. It is counterproductive and fruitless to do anything worthwhile. That being said, he said a brief reference to the belief that a literal Antichrist is yet to come is in order, in his view. Accepting the interpretation of the book of Revelation, there will come in the days of great tribulation a Western world leader known as the Antichrist. That's what he says. Now, of course, we've heard otherwise from other scholars. But anyway, be that as it may, He's talking about the Antichrist reign upon the Western world, called by some the revived Roman Empire, will be the demand that everyone account and accept the mark of the beast in his hand or the forehead. And, of course, the number of that is the scriptural number is 666. So he talks about it, and he mentions that all of those who have speculated, you know, that Adolf Hitler was the Antichrist, of course, were wrong. Adolf Hitler certainly was one of those people who professed to be a Christian, yet was not, and did privately attack Christianity. But then again, he was put up to it by the Jewish Kenite banking families that installed him. So he mentions that no, he was not the Antichrist, nor was anyone else up to that point. Now what he's saying is that we are living in a time closer to the end. And he asks, can we not say that in their own way, Germany's pastors and churches accepted the mark of the beast? Sure they did. He says, no, Hitler was not the Antichrist, but he certainly exemplified the spirit. As such, he deserved to be resisted. However, before we become too judgmental toward the Christians of 1930s Germany, we should look at the mirror. And not many Christians in these United States behaving in exactly the same manner? Have not many of us already embraced the spirit of Antichrist? And if so, have we not in our own way accepted the mark of the beast? Sure we have. Many pastors and Christians embrace the authoritarian policies of one George W. Bush with the same enthusiasm and blind loyalty as many Germans did in Hitler. For example, according to the White House insiders, while publicly embracing conservative Christians, the White House is privately said to have nothing but disdain for Christians. Now, that's a fact. No doubt about it. I'll say amen to Chuck Baldwin on that. Mr. Bush acknowledged being a member of Skull and Bones, a secret society with a dark history. Others have reported that he's a member of the Bohemian Grove, which, according to some, is an occultist society of the most sinister variety, as we spoke earlier. Yet, all of this is rejected out of hand by most Christians today. Plus, George W. Bush has led America into preemptive and aggressive wars against a foreign nation without provocation. Now there is even talk at the White House of expanding the war in Iraq with attacks against Iran and Syria, and maybe even Pakistan. In addition, he is in the process of turning America into a Hitlerian surveillance society where our every move, phone call, and email are being monitored by federal police agencies. Yet conservative Christians are still so infatuated with Bush that they actually believe that anyone who resists him is resisting God. They further believe that if anyone votes any candidate who is not a Republican, they are fighting against God. They gladly surrender their constitutional liberties and safeguards. They enthusiastically support, he says, many unconstitutional programs that the Bush regime has started, including the unconstitutionally declared war in Iraq, and would no doubt support expanding that war to wherever Bush decides. They happily, these Christians cede Bush the power to tap their phones, read their emails, or open their mail without warrant or court order, no less. So regardless of one's politics or religion, Baldwin says, the spirit of military aggression, the spirit of occultism, the spirit of a police state mentality, the spirit of deception are all part of the spirit of Antichrist. And I'll say amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Have we accepted it? We sure have. Be right back with more Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on Republic, 1-800-313-9443. And, you know, one of the things that I can't help but overlook, that is being overlooked, is the Ron Paul campaign, of course, as you know, continuing to see that... the leading contender amongst the right of the Republican Party, Ron Paul, is being incredibly dismissed and literally, before your very eyes, transparently reduced to a non-existent status by the media bosses. I mean, they have been told, don't cover Ron Paul. We're not going to allow you to talk favorably about Ron Paul. And so that is the case. All of these neocon radio hosts, as you know, won't touch him with a 10-foot pole. From Rush Limbaugh to Sean Insanity to the rest of them, clearly there is a very obvious pattern. And the pattern couldn't be any clearer. Why are they so afraid of Ron Paul? My goodness. Well... It's obvious why they're afraid. Ron Paul wants to return America to Americans, not the globalists, the Zionists, the internationalists, the interventionists, same people that brought us all of these wars and American involvement in them since 1918, my friends. You see, there is no end to war, no end to peace, because war brings peace, you see. You got to understand the dialectic here. You got to have war so that we can have peace. So then we can have more war, and then we can have more peace. It's like the story of the guy that said, hey, if we had some ham and we had some eggs, we could have ham and eggs. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Or better yet, the lady that walks into the bank and says, I would like to start a joint checking account with anyone that has money. And that's the key. Finding the people whose bank account you can attach yourselves to. Well, they found it. It's called the Federal Reserve System. The dollar is being destroyed. Tomorrow night, when we have Bob Chapman on, I want you all to do your homework tonight, and you get some good questions ready, because tomorrow night is very important that we give Bob Chapman a rousing welcome. He is one man who, at his age, doesn't have to do any of what he does, and yet he does it all. He puts all of us to shame. He knows what he's talking about. He's been there, done that. And now we're hearing more and more and more about our good friends, Red China, Communist China. Threatening to wreck the U.S. economy by selling precarious U.S. bucks. And the American public is still being told to keep buying those slave labor-made goods. Lenin once said, when the time comes for us to hang the capitalists, they will gladly compete with each other over the profits of selling us the rope. Well, you know what? They're not going to use a rope. Because Lenin also said, first we will take Eastern Europe, then the masses of Asia, as they did, thanks to the traitors in Washington in World War II. Then we will encircle the United States. We will be the last bastion of capitalism. We shall not have to attack. It, the U.S., will fall like a ripe fruit into our hands. Meanwhile, American stores are full of cheap communist slave labor goods, which Americans are still buying, and China is building an automobile factory in Mexico where NAFTA will allow them to import to the U.S. with no tariffs. My friends, it can't be any more obvious. This is out and out communist globalist treason. And when these pigs like Roosevelt and Eisenhower and Truman were selling us down the river, knowingly and willfully, with administrations staffed with Soviet agents, knew what they were doing, betraying China into the hands of Mao Zedong and his gang of murderers. They can never be forgiven for that. It is only up to God to forgive them. And only Christ can forgive their sins, if they admit to them on Judgment Day, the people they had murdered, the people they had killed by acts of this government, traitors within who were responsible for selling China down the river of no return, and Europe as well, in World War II. And they continued to mock Joe McCarthy for telling the truth, for being ahead of his time, being bold, courageous, and a disciple of the truth, warning of what was happening, but they didn't listen. Now we're beginning to hear the other shoe drop. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're reaping what we've sown. Oh, it's nice to see these toy manufacturing companies get what they deserve, going to Red China to get these little toys for the little Goyim American boys and girls, like Mattel, all of these companies, now tainted with lead paint, now tainted with poison, now the food supplies, and the pet foods, and the toothpaste, and everything else coming from good old slave labor Red China is beginning to blow back in our faces. You see? God is not mocked. He's not mocked. Whatsoever a man or a nation soweth, that also shall he reap. Paul Craig Roberts, he said, in the hole to China, here's an excerpt, by the way, of Dr. Paul's position on this whole issue. It's China is paying for our wars. And what he has said, just excerpted some of what he said, is that we are in the precarious position of the U.S. dollar as reserve currency, thoroughly ignored and denied. The delusion is the U.S. is the world's sole superpower. Well, that's not true, he says. Our currency is desirable regardless of its excess supply, reflects American hubris, not reality. That's hogwash. The McKinsey Global Institute published a study that concluded that even a doubling of the U.S. current account deficit to $1.6 billion would pose no problem. How do you like that, huh? These are geniuses, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hey, Ron Paul says, look at the irony. Look at what's happening to us. Now, if China ceased to buy U.S. treasuries, Bush's wars would end, right? You think they're going to do that? No. China is tied into the global economy and the global elite. Let me tell you something. They don't call the shots. It's the powerful, keen-eyed international banks that are behind the scenes that run the world system, the IMF, the World Bank. They get to decide what the price of a barrel of oil will be tomorrow. They will decide what China will do with those securities. Now the U.S., the saving rate of U.S. consumers is virtually zero. Mortgages now that are being rejected, mortgages now that are being defaulted on, cannot afford them. We have been internationalized. That's the name of the game, creating a one-world system. And as the man said, no nation on earth except for a tiny, essy little country in the Middle East, Israel, supports and demands Bush's regime's desire to attack Iran. It is China's decision whether it calls in the U.S. ambassador and delivers the message there. There'll be no attack on Iran or further war unless the U.S. is prepared to buy back $900 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds and other dollar assets, huh? Well, you know what? Sounds good. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Because the reality of the situation is the Chinese, Red Chinese, are at the mercy of the same people that George and Dick and Condi and the rest of them are at. Those that really pull the strings in Washington, my friends. And in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, in London and Paris. The same clique. Absolutely the same clique. All right? So I thought I'd mention that to you. Bringing up Ron Paul, bringing up the nonsense about the elections, bringing up the China connection, as you know, and much more as well. Don't forget, the big summit is coming up in just a few short days, in less than 6 days or so? August 20th, in Canada. And that's right, less than 6 days, about 5 days, you will hear nothing literally nothing about this North American Union summit taking place in Canada. What you will hear about is protesters, noisy, crazy, radical protesters outside this wonderful gathering of President Bush and the two leaders of the other countries in this hemisphere having a little get-together to discuss politics, security, and partnerships. That's what you'll hear. You'll not hear anything else. You won't hear another thing, ladies and gentlemen, because it's too important to be covered. It is just too important to be covered. And then we have the Border Patrol agents. We have more shootings. We have more arrests, more prosecutions. Border Patrol agents, as you heard the other night, last night on the program, people that are being attacked who are defending our borders. While George Bush continues to invade other countries. I mean, it's just, it doesn't even make any logical sense whatsoever. No logical sense whatsoever. None. Because, unfortunately, there is no logic to it. It is based on fear. As we talked about tonight, I think it was Rita that brought that up. The use of fear is one of the tools of the elite, the global elite, to bring about control of the mind. That is a mark right there, a mark of this beast system, controlling the mind of the individuals. And yes, most so-called professing Christians are all too willing to embrace that mark in their foreheads, in their minds, and do the work in their hands, no question about it. And then we have the malfunctioning Diebold voting machines run by Mitt Romney's team in the Iowa poll, while Ron Paul snatches fifth place in the straw poll as voting machines again fail. I mean, we've got this Diebold. We've got these companies. These major companies that run elections, ladies and gentlemen. And here we have more fraud being committed now on the part of some of these powerful, elite, wealthy candidates like Mitt Romney to drive out the real showings of Ron Paul. You see, that came up the other night as well. No, if the media were doing their job, if they were honest, if they were people of integrity, which they are not, obviously, we would know all of this. But they're not doing their job, and they can't do their job. So the poll workers of Ron Paul were very upset with the straw poll in Iowa by the fact that Diebold voting machines, again, malfunctioned and caused these delays in the count, coupled with the fact that the Mitt Romney team member who was in charge was placed in charge of overseeing the voting procedures. This, of course, was not mentioned in any of the major media reportage, was it? Earlier in the week, a group of the Ron Paul supporters attempted to block the vote based on those concerns over insecurities in the Diebold machines and the ES&S machines. Now, the Paul supporters took their case to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. I don't know if you knew that or not, after being blocked by a lower court, but the appeals panel also refused to grant an injunction against the vote. And, of course, we know the powers that be did not want that to happen. No doubt about it. So here you go. Can an honest man get elected in a dishonest system, in an election system that is totally corrupt and evil and dishonest? No. No, unless the system is exposed. Well, isn't it time to do that, ladies and gentlemen? Has the time not come to rant and rave about not voting until we eliminate touchscreen voting in these companies that control elections, who contribute to these candidates who are now politicians, senators, and congressmen, the elite, the powerful, who actually work with these companies and then get elected every time. Is it any wonder? Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible. So, once again, skewered election results, false figures, false statistics, false polls, false results, and a lot of money being spent guaranteeing those results. We shall return with the final lap of tonight's program, Rick Adams, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. We shall be back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back now. Rick Adams, and here's an email. Does anybody think that boorish ditz Laura Ingraham really believes she is having any sort of drag on the Ron Paul momentum by crackling at him? These idiots can't even follow the script. Or maybe it's simply a lag. The Ron Paul phenomenon is well past the point where they are supposed to be laughing at him. They tried ignoring him, then laughing. Most of these Zionist shills already know that they're supposed to be in the demonized phase now, you see? That's the phase. Laura Ingraham shows her timeliness and, yes, her rappier wit yet again. In thought and beyond. Oh, my. That was a rather kosher comment, you know. But that's not the end of the game for Ron and company. You know, George Bush, as the previous caller said, was pretty confident, Mike, about being able to engineer his way to the presidency in 2000 and then engineer 9/11 with his Israeli masters. He was pretty confident that he could do it again in 2004. And yes, indeed, I think he's pretty confident that he's going to remain president during a state of national emergency, a terror alert. Yes, how convenient for George Bush, indeed. While the illegal invasion continues to take place, George Bush has the nerve, the unmitigated gall, to continue to persecute and prosecute these men who are still in jail, like Compeon and Ramos, Border Patrol agents who were defending their nation, while Bush deliberately, in just a few short days, will continue the process of selling America out on August 20th in Canada. Can you imagine that, huh? Oy vey, as they say. Oy vey. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. We have allowed it to happen. We are permitting it and letting it take place before our very eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe, but true. Now, I know there are spiritual Christian reasons. There are reasons, no doubt about it, that we're going through this phase of divine judgment and discipline. But that is not the whole story. The rest of the story is that the Christian people are embracing the lie. They're part of the deception when they should at least be exposing it. And they're not doing their duty, as we said tonight. Falling for the big lie once again. Well, I'm afraid I'm out of time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, but we just can't take any more telephone calls. But we will be back, Lord willing, again tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, as we talk with Bob Chapman. We expect him to be here. I usually shows up right on time. Tomorrow night, internationalforecaster.com. What is going to happen next to the economy? All right. We shall see you then, Lord willing. Until that time, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, wishing you all a blessed good night. With